Bang, bang, bang. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy X. X is in the building. I don't even know what I called myself last episode, but does it really matter? My name is X today. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. FBI, CIA, CSIS, Mossad, M16, KGB, KKK, BLM, LGBTQABCDEFG, all you three-letter agencies, and my lovely viewers. This is who I do it for. This is who the fuck I do it for, baby. What's going on? Welcome to Reddit Conspiracy. This is where we go through the top five trending top posts on Reddit Conspiracy. Now let's jump right into it. So let's see what we got. Today is the week of, this is the first week of June. We are sitting on June 2nd. Today's a Thursday. What's going on? So what do we got here? What am I seeing here? Now, this is, I totally forgot how we're going to start. We're going to start this, once again, we're going to start this from the bottom of the list to the top. So, number five. One, two, three. Number five. What post do we got here? So, we got a picture of, if you guys remember the show Jimmy Neutron, his old man, the dude with the glasses, a little nerdy dude. Hi, Jimbo. That looking guy, Jimmy's dad. So he's sitting there eating, it looks like a plate of fries. Why does this guy have a plate of fries and then a bowl of fruit in front of him? And he has a drink in his hand and he's leaning back on his chair and he has his mouth open and glass. This dude is one of the nerdiest looking, stupidest dudes on the show. It's actually pretty funny, I'm not even gonna cap. He was a good guy. But anyways, let's get back into it. So this is a photo. This is a photo with some text on it, and it says, "You know, Jimbo, during the Las Vegas shooting, Stephen Paddock supposedly expended 3,000 plus rounds of ammunition over the course of 10 minutes from 27 AR-15s with bump stocks, despite the fact that it would have required him to drop a gun after each 30-round magazine was empty. Even though videos from the survivors show that it was a non-stop stream of ammunition with a firing rate much higher than a bump stock is capable of producing from multiple locations that appeared to be from M240 LMGs. More interesting is the fact that after the FBI took over the investigation, his house somehow burned down with all the evidence and photos of the hotel room he supposedly shot from only show about 50 spent shells. Years later, we still have no motivation, yep, and there was strangely no follow-up on the biggest mass shooting in U.S. history. Most confusing is that the day after, his brother had numerous press interviews where he claimed it made no sense. He was arrested for possessing several hundred terabytes of child porn on a 20-year-old computer running Windows. 95 at least, according to the photos taken by the FBI. Isn't that just quacking crazy, Jimbo? Isn't that crazy? Is that not crazy? So yeah, this is definitely one of the theories out there about the Las Vegas shooting. And there's a lot of theories going on about how suspicious that whole mass shooting played out. And once again, we've gotten no answers from the government. They do not want to answer any questions about how, who, what, where, when that this happened. This shooting, this was just as big as 9/11. He injured, I believe, 500 people in a span of, I like to say, half an hour. The amount of videos that came out from this was quite horrendous, horrific. It was there was a concert going on, and apparently Stephen Paddock brought in a bunch of suitcase in through the hotel, and was able to bust open a window that was apparently super impossible or hard to break. I don't know how, if it was impossible to break, but apparently it was a very hard window to bust through. And who knows, he probably could have shot it. Who knows? Not too sure. But once again, there's no evidence stating the fact that he did. And even if he did, if he shot out the window, why are there no investigations? Why did the investigation reports not come out? I mean, I think these are one of the crimes that should have been investigated. Like, the people should know, should have a right to know why and how this happened. Meanwhile, as we can tell, it's been swept under the rug. Let's see what we can find on this, though. I'm going to be doing a search on the Las Vegas shooting, and let's see what good old Wikipedia has to say. What is Wikipedia feeding to the people? This is where you get all the juicy news. This is where I can tell exactly if they're telling the truth or not. October 21st, Stephen Paddock, a 64-year-old man. My God. 64-year-old man. Opened fire on a crowd attending the Route 91 Harvest Festival on the Las Vegas Strip on Nevada from his 32nd floor suite in the Mandela Bay Hotel. He fired more than 1,000 bullets, killing 60 people and wounding 411. Good God. 60 people and wounding 411. And that doesn't... Whoa. I didn't even... With the ensuing panic, bringing the number of injured people to 867. Yep. That definitely... Who knows what the real number is, but... Yeah, that's a shooting. You can definitely tell the amount of chaos that ensued, where people are running. They have no idea what is going on. Bullets are just flying. People are dropping. It's just... wow, that just sounds like mass hysteria. I mean, these numbers don't even take into account the psychological damage that it's done to the people that survived this. I can also consider those casualties as well, because who knows? They their perception of life, the way they go about everything, a daily life, is probably no longer the same. Without, I hope they've received some counseling, but that's definitely something very heavy to witness. Anyways, about an hour later, he was found dead in his room. Oh, wow. Wow, he was killed himself. The motive of the mass shooting is officially undetermined. Wow. Okay, very interesting. Let's see who this Stephen Paddock character is. Let's see if he has... Let's see if we can find a motive. He's 67. Paradise, Nevada. Okay, what did... went to California State University. Cool. Doesn't seem anything to... that school doesn't ring any bells to me. Doesn't seem... Not like an MIT or a Stanford or any one of those occult schools. Accountant and real estate investor. So I'm going to assume he had some bread. My man had a decent living. An accountant and a real estate investor. I'm not... The lines are not connecting right about now, and I'm just going through a basic rundown of his profile here. His father has his own, oh, holy smokes, his father has his own Wikipedia page. Let's check this out. Benjamin Hoskins Paddock was an American bank robber and con man who was on the FBI 10 Most Wanted Fugitives from 1969 to 1977. Very, very interesting. He served in the United States Navy as a S2, a seaman second class during World War II. Holy smokes. He operated a service station where he sold cars. He later sold garbage disposal units. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. In 1950, Paddock volunteered at the Pima County Juvenile Probation Department, and in 1959 was named special deputy to handle cases of wayward youths. What? Whoa. Okay, so let's get into his crime. He was convicted of 10 counts of auto larceny and 5 counts of confidence game and was confined to the Illinois State Penitentiary until 1951. He was convicted of conspiracy in connection with a bad check passing operation he was again held in. Now, this is a very, very common thing with military veterans after coming out, is going straight into crime. And, yeah, there definitely is a trend with a lot of ex-military individuals going straight into crime, especially after World War II. You got to think about it. You just risked your life for your country. Do you not feel like the country owes you one? I don't know. That can definitely be a part of the psychological profile of an ex-veteran. Cough, cough. I'm not talking about myself, ladies and gentlemen. I am a normal individual. I just like to talk. Okay, most individuals. Okay, so how did he end up on the FBI 10 most wanted list? He was accused of robbing branches of a Phoenix bank for $11,000. Okay, which is $104,000 in 2021 dollars. Nice. And then in 1959, again, is that the same year? They didn't even tell the year for the last one. Okay, so this one's 1959. He robbed them just shy under 10 grand. And in 1960, he robbed another branch for 4 grand. Let's see. He was captured and convicted in 1961. During his arrest, he attempted to run down an FBI agent with his car. Ooh. Yeah, that'll kind of do it. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison. On December 30th, 1968, Paddock escaped from jail. A warrant for his arrest relating to his escape was issued on February 3rd, 1969, and he was placed on the FBI 10 most wanted list. Whoa, really? That's all it takes? 10 most wanted, like the most wanted, 10 most wanted people in all of America. And this bank robber that fled jail and tried to run over an FBI agent was on the list. Huh. Paddock was among those who were on the list the longest. He was there from 69 to 77. Huh. During his criminal career, he had multiple aliases. Yep. Very, very interesting. He had 4 sons, including Stefan, and he died of a heart attack in 98. His son. And here we'll go. His son Bruce was arrested in North Hollywood on charges of possessing over 600 child pornography. The charges were dropped on May 28th. Bruce passed away. Holy smokes. This is a very deep rabbit hole, everybody. I can't keep going into this, but if you guys want me to go into the Las Vegas shooting, just let me know. Send some comments on whatever platform you guys are using, and we'll definitely do a deep dive in this, because this is very, very interesting. Already within 2 seconds, I'm finding some strange connections here between Stefan, the shooter in Las Vegas, and just glancing over his father being on the most wanted list. What this connection has to do with anything, I don't really know. But yeah, the spider web, baby, the spider web. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. We are going to number 4. Okay, so this is a Twitter screenshot of Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard. The title is this why they threw Tulsi under the bus and changed the rules so she couldn't debate? She doesn't hold back. While we struggle to afford food and fuel, the elite gathered at Davos/World WEF to WEF is World Economic Forum, to those who don't know, to discuss how we should be allowed to live our lives. Their totalitarian dream of a so-called Great Reset, where people own nothing and are tracked/monitored with every step, must be condoned by us all. So I'm not really gonna dig too deep into this because there's plenty of videos online and plenty of articles, and I mean you can just go to the World Economic Forum website and read between the lines, I should say, and you come up with your own assumption of what's really going on. But all I know right now is a lot of powerful politicians and people in health care, doctors, lawyers, you name it, are gathering in Davos. I don't know if it's over right now. Just let me check. Davos 2022. Let's see if it's over. Today's June. In the World Economic Forum, it's an annual meeting, blah blah blah, May 2020. Davos is in the Swiss, from the 22nd to the 26th. So yeah, it is over. It's been over since last week, buddy. A week ago today, it's over. So yeah, it's over. It's pretty much done. Whatever. Moving on. It's time to end corporate welfare. Oh, this is post number 3, boys and girls. Welcome to post number 3. It's time to end corporate welfare. Corporations pay $200 billion in federal income taxes, and we will receive $188 billion from the stimulus. Sorry, I said that wrong. Let me say that again. Okay, so this is a Twitter screen grab from Daisy Eliotto. She's a check mark, and her at is Days and Confused. Very, very clever, Daisy. So her post says, corporations paid $200 billion in federal income taxes and will receive $880 billion from the stimulus. Americans paid $1.7 trillion in federal income taxes and will receive $250 billion in checks from the stimulus package. It's time to end corporate welfare. Well, well, well. The division game. So, I'm actually going to go do some fact-checking on this, but it's money, and people will forever be divided on money. Some people want the capitalists to not make money, don't hate the capitalists, and other people hate socialism, and this is just my opinion. It'll just forever be a battle of who gets what money, where's the money going? Where's the money? It's never back to the people, or not enough is going back to the people, but this does seem kind of, this is just, it's how it's been for a very long time, that corporations essentially own the government. That's it. How it'll change? I mean, they own the government, so you tell me. So we'll see how much How much did the American people pay in taxes in 2021? How much did U.S. citizens? I'm searching how much did U.S. citizens pay in taxes in 2021? How much taxes did U.S. citizens pay in 2021? Federal income tax data. This is from taxfoundation.org. I don't know if I'll find anything. Okay, they're showing me 2018. I want to see 2021. What? Download data? Okay. I shall download the data. Okay, opening up on an Excel spreadsheet. Awesome. I don't know what I'm looking at. Oh my god. Oh my god. A lot of freaking numbers. A lot of freaking numbers that don't make sense. Yes, I need something to, someone to explain this to me in layman terms. Yeah, I don't. DuckDuckGo, I know you guys know, but like I'm getting CNBC articles, USA Today, again, just, they might be trying to hide this on me. I don't know how this topic can, how the American people or how anybody can really find any of these stats. Like this should be a simple, number that you should be able to find, that the government should be able to post online, is how much taxes you guys, that we have paid. Sorry saying you guys, because I'm from Canada, so I refer to Americans as you guys. But who knows, Canada could be just the same. They could be hiding the numbers or fudging the numbers or burying the search engine so that you can't find these numbers. It's impossible to find these numbers. Maybe I need to change the wording. Let's see. Let me go back to the post. Corporations. How much did corporations pay in taxes? Let's see that. How much? How much did corporations pay in taxes? You know what? I'm going to go back to 2020. Once again, like this is my the top post right now is 55 corporations paid $0 in federal taxes in 2020 profits. I mean, an interesting title, but that's not what I searched for. That is not what I searched for. Let's do infinite scroll because I'm not doing that. Wow, what? Much better. If you guys are using DuckDuckGo on your browser, on the internet, go to settings and click, go down and you'll see the bar will open and go down to infinite scroll and you don't have to, this should have been a thing thousands of years ago. And I'll just, it won't load, you won't have to go through pages. Anyways, more than 50 major US corporations, including Nike and FedEx, wow, paid no federal taxes. I mean, this is a very interesting one. That makes a lot, this is kind of, this is from Forbes, by the way, but benefiting from a Trump-era tax cut and capitalizing on loopholes in the tax code, at least 55 prominent U.S. companies paid $0 in federal corporate income taxes in 2020 on billions of dollars in profits, according to a report published Friday by the Institute of Taxation and Economic Policy. Wow. Maybe I'll find some information here. 26 of the 55 companies, including Nike, which reported more than $2.88 billion of pre-tax income last year. And FedEx, holy smokes, pre-tax? Buddy, and FedEx, which generated $1.2 billion. My God, people, we have lost the concept of how much $1 billion really is. And why one man needs $1 billion. What? For what? And none of this money is going back down to the people. I mean, I think this is where a lot of the problems come from. Is you see these companies raking in billions and billions of dollars, and where is the money going? Obviously, you have your overhead and cost of production and everything, but come on. I don't think. Like, I wonder what the. I wonder out of that $2.8 billion after all expenses are paid that they're left with. I'm sure I can find it, but do I got time for that? No, not today. Alright, hold on. Okay, sorry, I had to take a little bit of a break. Let's see where we're at. Yeah, so we're pretty much at the taxes. You don't know where the taxes. Biden said a fireman, a teacher paying 22%, blah, 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 blah. Well, anyways, I don't really think I'm going to find an answer for this. As expected, they're probably buried somewhere. And they're probably so difficult that the average layman cannot read them. Like moi. Bang. Let's see. So yeah, we'll just end that there. That is post number 3 with the Jimmy's dad. And now we're gonna move on to post number 2. We're almost at number 1. Hold your seatbelts. We're almost done, baby. Okay, so this one is Back the Blue. This one's from Jesse Kelly. Blue checkmark. It's a Twitter screen grab. Sorry for not saying that, but a Twitter screen grab. At Jesse Kelly DC. So, probably some dude from Washington. So it says, tired of people acting like Texas law enforcement didn't spring into action to save those children. They armored up and brought out the MRAP and went in there for battle. Oh, wait, this was what they did to a bar that tried to serve some beer during COVID lockdowns. And it's a video of, yeah, the MRAP, the MRAP, with two overweight police officers, one with his assault rifle, not too sure which one that is, and one with his pistol out, and their guts are hanging. So not really in shape. These guys are definitely shooters. If you guys are running, these guys will shoot you on sight. You will not live because they are not running after you. They are going to kill you because they are fat. So if you see a fat officer, just be safe. Be very safe. So yeah, this post got a lot of traction. 20K likes, 5,000 retweets. I mean, if that's a lot to you, no, it's not a lot to me. That's whatever. 1,000 comments and whatever, it doesn't even matter, those are just numbers. Yeah, this is post number 2. So what I want to do is like verify if this photo actually did come from the COVID time, and how will I do that? I am going to save the image, and then I'm going to cut it so I can just get that photo. I'm going to cut it real quickly, just so it's the photo of the police officers. And then I'm somehow going to have to drag this into Google and do a reverse image search. Can I copy this? Copy, yep. Paste. And let's see. if I'm even able to do this. Ah, it just pulls up the file. Copy image. Let's see. Oh, I think I might be able to. What? Copy image link. Yeah, there we go. Google search, view all. What? Maybe if I copy that, copy image link. Let's see what I get here. Alright, I may have to take a bit of a break here so I can search by image. Yeah. Oh, I think I might be onto something. Alright, so. Whoa. I found something. Alright. This was May 7th. Whoa, we found the photo. So May 7th, 2020. Posted by at 9:43 a.m. Kirk Schindler, blue checkmark. Are normal American citizens going to keep supporting cops as they keep doing stupid shit? I think you're supposed to say shit like this to us when we exercise bore right to protest. Fat chance. Alright, a lot of spelling errors in here, but whatever. But here we are. We found the photo. The photo. This was definitely posted May 7th, 2020 when lockdowns were happening. Early lockdowns. And there's a link here. Dumb, and it takes me to a link, townhall.com. Dumb and corrupt cops risk losing our support. Yeah, so basically, this post is talking about the lockdowns and what the police are doing. It's law enforcement are doing. Yeah, nothing too crazy, but yeah, we found the original photo, I would like to say. Let's see if I can see any more, find anything else more about this photo, the origins of this photo. Texas sheriff raids bar protest with military-style assault vehicle, SWAT team arrest and outrage ensues. May 12th, 2020. Wow. Yeah, buddy. This is from American Constitutional Rights Union. And yep, once again, we have that photo of the two overweight police officers. And their MRAP. And it definitely seems to be that confirms my, that confirms what this post is talking about. This was indeed a photo of a police during lockdown times of how they approached, how they went into a bar. That is that's insane. That is insane. When I think that rest in peace to the children that that lost their lives to that sick individual. Who we will not name. The children will live on forever through their spirit, through their souls, through they'll live on. We won't forget about you. You will not be forgotten. And it's just a complete tragedy, a very sick one, where once again we have a lot of police, a lot of reports, a lot of pictures, a lot of video, a lot of evidence, reporting that the police did absolutely nothing for more than an hour, maybe just less than an hour. They did absolutely nothing while you've seen videos of parents being held back by police while there was an active shooter inside a school. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Those police, whoever was out there on that day, the blood is on your hands. Blood is on your hands. And I don't, you know what? I hope you guys don't sleep at night. I hope you don't. I hope you toss and turn. And I hope those kids haunt you. Because that's exactly what you guys deserve for doing absolutely nothing. Complete cowards is what I call them. And nothing more, nothing less. It's disgusting. I was in the military to defend my country, protect my country, die for my country. And you pieces of shits cannot, was scared of a little 18-year-old kid. Thinking about it, not one of you guys had the fucking guts to go into that school and be a hero for those kids. You deserve everything that's coming to you. Everything, every bad thing that happens with inside your life. I want you guys to look back on this day. And yeah, I can't say too much because I will get really heated. But let's carry on to post number one. Let's carry on to post number one. And it's once again back onto the same subject. Alright, so this is just a text post, and it just says, if you are a police officer and you are unwilling to run toward gunfire to protect little kids, quit. Quit tomorrow. Find another job. Home Depot's hiring. Do something else. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. This is post number one, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we as a collective think. We as Reddit conspiracy think. We as the conspiracy theorists think about the times right now. Yeah. So I'm gonna end it off here, and you guys be safe, look after one another, and one day at a time, take it easy, folks.